So today is Daf Nun Tes, one of the most famous Dafim in all of Shas. We are on the bottom of the Ches Amud Beis to write the last line. So we are still speaking. What? Maybe. We're still speaking about the idea of Malbim Pnei Chavero. So Malbim Pnei Chavero is Kilu Shofech Damim. It's happily Machlokas Rishonim. How literally to take that? There's a Rabbeinu Yonah that says that Malbim Pnei Chavero Berabim is Shofech Damim. Therefore, it's like Shvichas Damim. It's Yehar Gal Yavor. The Tosos and Sotos, it's not it literally, but it's really still pretty bad. So the last line, Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Noach lo la Adam sheyavo al safik eishes ish val yalbin pnei chavei barabim. It's better for a person to have relations with a safik eishes ish, which is interesting, val yalbin pnei chavei barabim, and by doing that and not embarrass his friend in public. I'm not sure how you get to the situation where you have the choice of one or the other, but the Gemara says, Minolon, how do we know? This is the Gemara. I mean, how do we know that this is the case? Midarash Rava, because Rava made the final drasha. Midarash Rava, Ma'idik Siv, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. The enemies of David were bothering him about the Ma'isa of Batsheva. So the pasuk in Tehillim says, Ubitzali Samchu v'ne'esafu, and the pasuk continues, v'ne'esafu alai nochim, and then Karul v'lo domu. So Tzali was right. He was a tzela. Comes is the idea of a woman, right? Comes from the tzela. She's the woman. So the David is saying over here, talking about Batsheva, that it was his wife, and that he married, even though that she was a Suffolk Migureshes, right? She was a Suffolk Migureshes. They came upon him. Amar David Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olam, Master of the World. Kaloi Bidu Vanecha. It's known before you. Sheim Hayu Mikarim Bisari Lo Haya Domi Shoseis Laaretz. You should know that even if they rip apart my flesh, then my blood would not spill out to the ground because I've already all lost all the blood, metaphorically. All my blood was spilled when they embarrassed me about Batsheva. Below Ode, and not only that, Elafilu b'shasha osin b'negayim ba'olos. Great line. Even at the time in the base measures, they're learning about negayim and olos, completely unrelated to anything to what happened with Batsheva. Omrim li, they say, all of a sudden they pipe up and they say to me, David, Habal eishes ish misaso bima, a person who has relations with a married woman, by what capital penalty is he given? Or just pop up out of nowhere just to get him. Vani omer lahem, and I always answer them. I said misaso b'chadek. The answer is pasha. Habal eishes is misaso b'chadek. However, v'yesh lo chelik olam haba, he still has a portion of the world to come. Listen, he did a Nevera, he gets punished, he has a chelip olam haba. Aval amabin es prechavei barabin. But what you guys are doing, embarrassing somebody in public, ain lo chelik olam haba. He has no chelik olam haba. To me, I just find it unbelievable. You're talking about David HaMelech, you're talking about he's the king, and that, someone who's Morid and Malchus, and the base medrash, they're ripping him the whole time about...
They call him David.
Now, he has someone that... I find it unbelievable, I find it incredible. I don't... I don't know. They're chepering him, but maybe you can't chepering a king. It's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous. How do you do that?
It's a liberal left wing.
But, okay, so the Gemara brings another memra. Amar Zricha Bar Tovia, Amar Rav, Amrile Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, the Amrile Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. Best line for a Magid Shir. Noach Lo La Adam Sheyapil Atzmo LeKivshan Eish V'Al Yabin Pnei Chavero Berabim. It's better for a person to toss himself into the fiery furnace instead of embarrassing his friend in public. Umi Nolon, how do we know this? Also, everyone knows this one. Mi Tamar. From Tamar, Dixiv, the pasuk says, He Mutseis V'Shocha El Chamiya. And then she says, Leimor Le'isha She'er Eile El Nochi Ara. She's being taken out to be burnt, right? She's being burnt, she's going to be burnt for adultery. And then she just takes out the staff to whomever this belongs to. That's the person who impregnated me. Yehuda finally realizes, Sakka Mimeni, and story as we know it. But she refused to say Yehuda's name out loud. She was willing to sacrifice herself in the Kivshan Eish as opposed to instead of embarrassing somebody in public.
What does Rabin mean? Rabin, three people?
Or? I don't know. I would say it's either 3 or 10. Just go back to the David Melech, just because David Melech is a machlokas Rashi Tosos that permeates the Shas every time you bring up a story about Sheva. So Rashi says, because the Darish Rava, it's the third line, he says, V'safik Eishes Ishi. She was a Safik Eishes Ish. Shehayotzin lemelchamas beis David, because anybody who went out, so her husband went out, with guest krisos kosei leishto, he would write a get for her, but a get al tanai. Al menash, yim yomel shetim yigoreshes me'akshav, vloti zokik liyobam. That if he dies, and she's divorced in point A, and she won't need a yibam. V'chol osun yomim, he suffered migoreshes. And that whole time period in between, she suffered migoreshes. In meis migoreshes mitchila, if he dies, she's considered migoreshes from all way back when. V'im lo meis lo nisgarshon. If he doesn't die, she's not divorced. That's what Rashi says. But Tosas doesn't like that, because Tosas says that anyone who says that David Melech was chote is you know, saying the bad thing. Bottom line is, according to this, he really had beer with the Suffolk Migoreshes, because he wasn't dead yet. So Tosas on the bottom, if you go towards the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 10 lines to the bottom, it says, Refer Shemein Otam. Refer Shemein Otam. In the beginning, he just asked on time, asked questions on Rashi. Refer Shemein Otam, the Milchamas based David, Hayu Megarshim the Gamre. There was no get al Tanai. There was a full-fledged divorce. Below Shum Tanai. Rather, El Hayu Osin Adavar Betzina. They just would do it quietly, privately, without a whole fanfare. Elayosim adav betzina kadei shelo yu kovtim al shoseim lenosan. So those who stayed back for more wouldn't go take their wives. Lekach karu la suffik eishesis. That's why she's a suffik eishesis. Not because she's really a suffik eishesis. It's only a suffik because people didn't know. But in reality, she was fully divorced.
Lechol ha. People didn't know.
People didn't know, I guess. I don't know, it's weird. If everyone's doing it, wouldn't you know that everyone's divorced? I don't know. But it's just not done. It's not done in Beis Din, it's just done privately. But I hear your question. I mean, after the first time, no one knows. But then when it comes out, oh yeah, did you divorce your wife? Of course I divorced my wife before I won. You know, then people would know that. I hear you. Okay. Amar Rav Chinana, Bereder Rav Idi, my diksiv. What does it mean the Pasuk says?
The smart thing was, well, the Tosfos, every woman can never marry a
car. Yeah. Yeah.
If you die,
right? Amar Chinana b'Rei d'Rav Idi, my diksiv velo sonu ish es amiso, right? It says amiso, it doesn't say achiv, so we can now limit the idea of onas dvarim. Am she'itcha b'Torah mitzvos atoneu. The isser of onas dvarim is only by somebody who's mekayim the Torah like you. So it's only talking about, like, somebody who learns, somebody who knows, which really limits the concept. Amar Rav. La'olam ye adam zayir be'onas ishto. You should always be very careful not to embarrass or to pain your wife. Shemitoch shedim asa mitzuya, because she is want to, woman who want to cry quickly. Ona asa krova, right? Her ona, I guess, is the punishment that you'll get for being ma'aner her will come fast because she's easily embarrassed. You have to be very careful with your wife.
How about the reverse? Is that the issue?
What reverse?
To,
doesn't say anything, so I can't answer. I don't know. I mean, you're not allowed to, but just be careful with your wife that she goes. She's gonna cry sooner. I'm a Rabbi Elazar. Miyom shenechrav beis hamikdash. From the moment that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, ninalu shari tefila. The gates of tefila of davening are closed. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Eicha. Gamki ezak ve'eshaveya. Even though I call out and I'll scream. Sasam tefilasi, Hashem closed off my tefila, because Baruch Hu closed off, that's halacha, and Tisha B'Av is very based on the idea of sasam tefilasi. We don't say tzkabot tzlason, we don't say certain things, it's sasam tefilasi, the whole thing is, and what's one of the kinos talks about that God closed off the gates of tefila. V'av api shesharei tefila ninalu, even though the gates of tefila are closed, sharei demaos lo ninalu, but the gates of tears remain open. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Shema tefilasi Hashem, Vishab Asi, Ha'azina Eldimasi Al Techarash. You know, he listens to my tefillah, but he will pay attention, Eldimasi, he will not forsake me. My Demasi Tosfos points out that Aldimasi Al Techarash, Eno Omer, Shema Al Bechi, O Ra'a Demasi, Ella Al Techarash. Batuachani, Shlo Techarash, Shari Demasal Nalu. The pasuk, as we read, as an imperative, basically, that Hashem will not close off the gates of tefillah and of tears. I think it's in Ne'ilah, remember, what's one of the piyutim in Ne'ilah is Shari Demos. No, it's something about Demos.
Shari Demos, Nishlavos.
Right, okay, that's whatever you said. That's I remember that it exists, I just don't remember.
It's Midas Sarachme, it's Hashem Hashem, it's the main piyutim.
The main piyut. What's it called? How do you say it?
It's Lachin Shalom.
Right. Okay. But it says by Nuach, by two. Okay. The Amar Rav, and Rav says, Kol haholech ba'atzos ishto, someone who constantly follows the advice of his wife, nofel b'gehenim. He goes into Gehenim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, rak lo haya ke'achav. This one king was evil, but not as evil as Achav. Asher hisata oso Izebel ishto. That's the main part of the pasuk that's missing. That because he was led by his wife Izebel. So I'll tell you how evil Achav was. Not only that he was so evil by himself, but the evil came about because he was listening to his wife Izebel. Amalar papal abaye v'hamri inshi. And this is the colloquial statement that people say: itasach gutza gachem v'tilcha shlach. If your wife is small or short, you should bend down. Oh, it's Akasha. Don't people say that if your wife is short, bend down to listen to what she has to say, and you pay attention to wife and listen to her? So it's Akasha. So when it says, lo Kasha, it's not Akasha. Ha, what Rob said, that you're not supposed to listen to her advice, that's B'mingul Da'alma. That's what talks about business. That's what talks about things outside the house. But anything that has to do with the house, that's hers. Her house, her rules, you listen to her. Alishna Achrina, another Kasha. Does that apply to there? Like the woman who wants to make sure that she's out of the workforce, so now do you have to listen to her in the house? Because it's a different setup than you used to. You should I stop? Yeah, okay. Lishna Achrina, another Lashon is, ha, what Rav says, that you're not supposed to listen to her, that's from Mila Shemaya. That's when it comes to the ideas of Ben Adam Mamakam. But Mila Da'alma, when it comes to Mila Da'alma, when it comes to dealing with other people, it's not Toloi with Torah Mitzvahs. I'm not sure what is not Toloi with Torah Mitzvahs, but it's not Toloi with Torah Mitzvahs, then you listen to her. Amar Rechizda said, Kol Hasha'arim Nin Olim, all of the gates are closed. He says differently, Chutz Mishare Ona, except for the person who's crying out because his friends were Ma'anahim. Right? That they're not Shenemar. Mr. Schiffer, you'll like this. Shenemar, Hinei Hashem Nitzav Al Chomas Anach Ubyado Anach. Hashem stands on the wall of the Anach, and in his hand is an Anach. An Anach is a plumb line. Anach means it goes, something that's dropped straight down. But they interpret the word Anach, also the words of Onah. So the same idea. Basically, Hashem is judging us. Omidas Anach, because everything's a straight line. He's judging us with a straight line. But Hashem is standing on the walls, listening to those who have suffered from Anach. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol nifra b'dei shaliach. Any avera that a person does, he gets the punishment is extracted via a shaliach. Chutz me'ona, except when it comes to onah, it's anivelo malach, anivelo sarach, the same idea. Then it comes to taking out vengeance on those who are ma'ana people. That is dafka by done by Hashem. Shenemar uviyado anach. In his hands, I guess metaphorically, in his hands, whatever that means, his hand is the idea of anach. Amar Rabbi Yavo. Three Avo says Shlosha Ein Hapargo Ninal Bifnehem. For three Averos, the Pargo, the curtain is not locked before them. Meaning there are three Averos that are done, right? There are three Averos that are done that God sees completely through the Pargo, that separates him and man, and he paid complete undivided attention to those Averos. Right? What are they? Number one is Ona, two is Gezel, three is Avodah Zarah. How do we know? In his hands. So basically, if he sees it right away, it's in his hands. Gezel d'ksiv, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyo, I think. Yes, Yirmiyo. Chamas vashod nishama ba al panai tamid. Chamas, which we mentioned is theft, that's al panai tamid. It's always in front of me. I always see that. Avodah Zarah d'ksiv, Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk says, ha'am, this is where? Yishayahu. Yeshayahu Perak Samuchay. Ha'am hamach isim osi al panai tamid. The nation that angers me in front of my face all the time. And that pasuk is about Avodah Zarah. That's what he's talking about in the pasuk. So it's always al panai. Those three things are al panai. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Le'olam ye'adam zahir b'tvua b'sov beso. A person should always be careful that there's a sufficient amount of food in his house. Right? Have wheat. Right? She'ein miriva mitzvua b'sov beso shal adam. So true that the main point of argument in the house is over money, over finances. That's over money. That's the main stress. Or kids. But that's the. But yeah.
Is that the same thing?
What? Oh, you choose habatalia oftentimes, yeah.
And I don't get the. Yeah, of course you want to have wheat. You always want to have food in the house. I mean, if you can have food, you have food.
Right. She'aim Riva. So yes, you do. I don't know. I hear you. She'aim Riva Matsu, but Beso Shal Adam El Al Iske Tzua. I don't know. All these things are also like advice given by different sages. Does that necessarily mean that everyone agrees to one to the other? I don't know. Right. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, and Tehillim, Hasam Gulech Shalom. If you have, you can have peace in your borders. Chelev Chitim Yasbiyech. When you're filled with, I guess, fat and wheat. Amar Papa, so Papa says, Hayodarmi Inchi. This is the colloquial statement that people say. Kim Mishlam Share Mikada. When you finish the barley in the jug, Nakish Vaasi Tigre Besa. So that I think it makes noise. I guess it makes noise. And there's going to be fights in the house. I think that's why. I don't know how he types that. I'm just.
Yeah, that's
kind of
right.
That's kind of right according to the article. Okay. Fine. The Amar of Chinna. The Amar of Chinna bar Papa. La'olam ye'adam zahir b'tvu b'sok beso. You should always be very careful to make sure. In other words, if you have a choice, I guess, to spend money on X or Y, make sure you're spending the extra money on the food. Make sure the pantry is filled before you buy other things. What? Right. Right. I think maybe that's what's saying. I don't know. The Amar of Chinna bar Papa. La'olam ye'adam zahir b'tvu b'sok beso. You should never run out of food. Shalom nikru yisol dalim ela al iske tzua. Because Bnei Israel are called Dalim, which is very poor people, because of the Tvua. Now, Shenamar is a pasuk in Shoftim. It's about Gidon. Right? Gidon, they would always plant. They would plant, and who would come down? The Midian and Amalek would come down and burn all the everything that they planted. The pasuk there says, "V'haya," read the whole pasuk. "V'haya imzeri Yisrael." The Bnei Israel would plant. V'ala Midian v'Amalek u'bnei Kedem v'alu alav. And the pasuk then afterwards says, "Vayachanu aleim." The pasuk continues, "Vayash." I don't know why the Gemara always leaves out the part that's critical. I guess the Gechule, you're supposed to go look it up. You're supposed to. That's why he leaves it out. So he's supposed to work. He says, "Vayashchisu es yavula aretz ad boacha aza," that they destroyed all the land. The lo yashiru michya b'Yisrael, they didn't leave any food in Israel. And then it says, the pasukim later, it says, "Vayidal Yisrael ma'ob b'nei midyan." And Yisrael became dal. They became very poor. So the dalos comes from choser tvua. I think they're talking about here maybe in those times, not just necessarily having food in your house, but having the raw products, actually having tvua, because that you can always make more yourself with more. So it's maybe it's make sure you have the raw products, have the ingredients. The end product will get ruined in those days. You don't have refrigeration, you don't have certain things. The idea is to have the ability to make food.
Right, but the response might be
duh. Yeah. Good. Amar Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Chelbo says, "La'olam ye adam zahir b'chvod ishto." A person should be very careful with the honor of his wife. She'ein bracha mitzuya b'soch beso shel adam el b'shvod ishto. The only reason why you have bracha and you have blessing in your house is because of your wife. She'ne'amar is the pasuk that we just read recently in Parsha. When Paro returned Sarah to Avram, Avram etiv ba'avura. He said that Avram got a lot of blessing, a lot of benefit because of her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram a lot because of Sarah, because Paro gave him all those presents. I mean, it also because Avram just shipped Sarah off to the house of a stranger. But behind the Amar Luhu Rava Lebnei Mechoza, that's why Rava says to the happy people of Mechoza, Okiru Nashayu Kihechi de Tisaru, which means Okiru means give kavod to your wives in order to tis atru, which means that you should become rich. To tis ashru, to become wealthy. Respect your wife, lead to riches.
Happy wife, happy wife.
Okay. Now comes a famous story. We'll see a little bit later on why it's brought in here. But Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. So Tanan Chasacho Chulios. So you have a tanur. You have this oven, right, that was made basically out of Chulios. So let's see what Rashi explained to us. Chatchu Chulios. If you go up, it's the third to last Rashi, but it's a couple lines up. Chatchu Chulios. Tanur ha'asui Chulios. Mitzarfu b'kivshon k'derek le'cheresh. V'achar kach tzirv ha'chulios rasen chol ben chulio l'chulio. So it's not one piece. It's basically, it's an oven that's made out of pieces. It's like these rings. What? Sort of. But Chulios is like a similar word that you have for your spine. So it's like these curved, maybe I don't know if he has a picture now. I know Steinsaltz has a picture. No? Like these curved things. And you're making the oven, and it was made, and they were separated, and they put them back together, they put sand in between the pieces. Like, the question that we're having now here, is this considered a kli for as an oven to be mekabel tuma, or is it like a kli cheres, and it's not mekabel tuma? So that's the machlokas you have in Maseches Kelim. So chasacho cholios, so you cut it up, made these rings, v'nason chol ben chulio ben chulio, and you put sand between each each of the holes, right? And that's how you sort of glued.
He calls it tiles.
What?
He calls it tiles. The tiles.
It says here sand-based cement.
They put the sand between the tiles.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh, they themselves, okay. So therefore you combined it, you bind together. So now, is this considered a kli? Yeah. So Rabbi Eliezer, mitaher. He says that this tanur has a din of a kli cheres, does not have a din of kli cheres, rather it has a din of kli glolim, or kli adamo. It's something that cannot be makabel tumo. It's not made into a kli cheres anymore, because it's not being kept together by the cheres.
Was it cemented?
What?
Was it cemented yet, or just...
It's sand. It's sand between the bricks.
It says they put sand between the section to cement them together. So before the cement,
What do you mean before? The sand is what's connecting the pieces.
The sand is connecting the pieces.
The sand is connecting the pieces together. So Rabbi Lazar Mitar, he says, She'ein ze kli cheres, ela binyan ke'e kli glolim, ve'kli adamo, she'e mekabel tumo. It's chere, it's sand, so it's a kli adamo, so it's not going to be mekabel tumo. Ve'chachamim mitamim, nechamim mitamit, Rashi says, the azli batar chulios, like you're saying, going according to the tiles. It's going, those are kli cheres. That can be tame. Shar tanurim shalahem ayasum. Okay, that's a good word, okay. So that's machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether it's this is called the Tanor Shel Achnai, Zehu Tanor Shel Achnai. This is the Tanor of Achnai, and Achnai is like a snake. So that's the idea was because a snake wraps around. So those two these tiles were made that they sort of wrapped around Tanor Shel Achnai. In the Yerushalmi, they say Tanor Shel Chachnai. Okay, so Ma Achnai. What is that? What's Achnai? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Sheikifu Dvarim Ka'achna, that they were it circled around this tanur. A lot of words, a lot of ink was spilled about this tanur. So Tana, so that's the Mishnah in Caleb as a machlokas. Now we're gonna have a story about this. Now the story is based on Rabbi Benny Lau's book in the Sages and other people as well. This story is fundamental in understanding the continuity of the rabbinic development of halacha. Of how it went from an idea of pure Masorah to an idea of creativity. The idea that with the base measures, and the base measures became very much more important and played a much more important role, is much more open to other people and to more open ideas. Tana, ba'osu ayom, heishiv lo Rabbi Eliezer, kol chuvus ba'olam lo kivlu menu. They were hocking Rabbi Eliezer. He answered every kasha they had. He was right. Basically, he was proving himself right. Amar lehem, so Rabbi Eliezer says, finally, they wouldn't agree to him. Finally, he gets up and says, Amar lehem, im halacha kamosi, if the halacha is like me, charov ze yochiach, this carob tree shall prove it. And what ends up happening? Nekar charov in komo, mea amma. This carob tree is uprooted and jumps 100 ammas from its place. V'amri leh, and some say arba mayas amma, some say 400 ammas. Again, the 100 ammas, the 400 ammas definitely have some sort of symbolic symbolism to them as what that means. They don't know what. The Chacham said back to him, "Emavin Raya Min Acharav." You can't prove anything from the carob tree. That's not a raya. I would have probably said, "Okay, whatever you want." Chazar va'Amr Lahem, and then he goes back and says to them, "Imalach Kamosi Amas Hamayim Yochichu." The aqueduct of water will prove to me, right? Chazar Amas Hamayim Lacharein, and the aqueducts start flowing backwards. Make all these miracles, all these nisim. Basically, what Bilal says, it's the idea of the concept of prophecy. The idea that halach is determined based on prophecy, halach is determined based on the spiritual, based on you know, who's got the closer connection to God, I guess. So Amrulo, Amivin Raim Amasamayim. It's not. We don't take any proofs from the water. All right? Chazav Amrulahem, and then he says to them, Im halach kamosi, if the halach is like me, Kosli Beis HaMedrash Shochichu. The walls of the Beis HaMedrash shall prove it to me. And he too Kosli Beis HaMedrash Lipo. The walls of the Beis HaMedrash start to cave in, they're going to fall. Again, so Rabbi Lau says this idea of saying that you're learning in this Beis HaMedrash, and you think the whole idea is the Beis HaMedrash, I'm going to crumble the Beis HaMedrash. That's not the way we're supposed to learn. He's supposed to learn. Rabbi Lau is the one who said that if I never heard it from my Rebbeim, I never said anything not from my Rebbe. There was a clear way to determine halakha by Rabbi Eliezer, which was, you ask a shayla, and there's precedent. If there's no only one who can make new rules, if you got to the Lishkas HaGazas, that's what it was. But if it was clear, you had to have precedent. Without precedent, you can't be making halakha. Amar lehem, im halakha mosi, he called the base of Medish Yochichu, he took the base of Medish Lipol, gar behem Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua gets angry at the walls of the base of Medrash and says, what are you doing? Amar lehem, im talmidei chachamim menasim zezeh b'halacha. He's speaking to the walls. The talmidei chachamim were arguing in halacha. Atem mativchem.
You interfere.
What are you doing? You have no skin in the game. There's nothing to do with you. In other words, it is us who make the determination. It's not the wall. It's nothing supernatural. We humans make the determination of to what's of how to make halacha.
What are you saying? Lo b'shamayim.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. Lo naflu, The walls didn't fall. They didn't fall with the kvodo of Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua said they shouldn't fall. However, they did not return to this place, because it's still the covenant of Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Right? Velo zakvum with the kvodo of Rabbi Yezer. V'dayin matil odim. We have the leaning tower of the Beis Medrash. They're still, you know, caved in a little bit. Right? So, Amar Lehem, this is in Eretz Yisrael, because this is in Yavne. This is taking place in Yavne. That's why this is a fundamental place. This is the generation, the one generation after of Yochanan and Zakkai. So it's two generations post, or two generations of Chachamim post Chorban Beis Hamikdash. But Chorban Beis Hamikdash was a rupture in Psak. It was a rupture in how to live. So you had Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who basically saved Yadus by creating a way to live outside of the sacrificial cult. And now you know, the later generations now with the development of Halacha. So Chazav Amar Lahem, Im Halacha Kamosi, if the Halacha is like me, Min Hashemayim Yochichu, it'll be proved from the heavens. Yotzeh Baskol V'Amar. Baskol comes out and says, Malachem Itz Rabbi Eliezer. Why are you arguing with Rabbi Eliezer? Shehalacha kemoso b'chol makom. The halacha is always like him, the Baskol says. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Arag Rabbi Yeshua gets up and says, enough. Lo v'shemayimi. Halacha is not in the heavens. Halacha is in the hands of us. Halacha is in the hands of the Talmidei Chachamim. We have the right to learn, to make up rules, to not make them up, but to be creative in halacha. We can interpret. We're passing from this generation of Rabbi Eliezer, who is called in other places, he's called a Shamuti. So it's machlok, it's whether he's a Shamuti because, we'll see later on, he was put into Cheirim, right? He was put into Cheirim, that's also Shamuti. But there are others who say he was a Shamuti. He was a Mamish, he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. And that's machlok, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There's more innovation in Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is older halacha, straight on precedent. And we know we paskin like Beis Hillel. That was one of the things that Rabbi Gamliel did in Yavne, where he said that the halacha is like, they paskin, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. In all cases, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So we're going to, meaning that we are now going to be learning based on what the word that you use, based on interpretation and based on ingenuity and based on creativity. We're not going back. We have to have one derech halimud. So, but the Elazar ben Hyrcanus couldn't accept that.
Why would the Baskol be all these miracles? We are fruited and walls are coming in.
Right. So there must be a reason why the process, because you got frustrated, you had enough. You got the proofs I'm bringing you are enough. I'll bring God Himself is going to say it to you.
Don't we have a concept in Sohim Ellen really should
have... Okay, those are later concepts, idea. So yes. We have also idea that we don't listen to a Baskol. Right? Tosus points out. The only reason why we say the halacha is like Beis Hillel is because a Baskol came out and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So Tosus says, he says, Shani Hachi Shabbal Achlak al Divrei Torah. There, he's going, the Baskol is coming to be cholik on what the rules of Psak are. The rules of Psak are Achirab and Lahatos. And the Baskol comes out and says, no. What are you talking about? Achirab and Lahatos. It's going against the rules. All right. Aval Hasam Adarab, Beis Hillel Ruba. The Baskol was just, you know, enforcing the rules. He says, Va'od, the Kan lo Yotze Baskol Elimishim Kvodel Rav Elazar, Shomim Nashamayim Yochichu. There's a big problem going on here, is because you have Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who's like the greatest sage. So you can't just like ignore his greatness. So the Baskol's coming out because of his kavod. You have to deal with that. You have to deal with the idea about how the Baskol is why here you don't listen to the Baskol and there you did listen to the Baskol. Okay, so Gemara says my lo b'shamayim. He was in me lo b'shamayim. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah shekvar nitna Torah Har Sinai. The Torah was already given to us in Har Sinai. It left the realms of the heaven and came down to the earth. They and I mashkichem a Baskol. I don't go according to a Baskol if that Baskol is going to tell me something against the Torah, which is basically what Tosfos is saying, that if it's the Baskol is with the Torah, then it's fine. But the Baskol is now going against the idea of Acher Rabban Lahatos. Right? The Ein Anu Mashkichem Baskol, Shekvar Kassel B'Torah, Harsin B'Torah, Acher Rabban Lahatos. So if everyone's arguing about Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, I don't care how great Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is, I don't care about the character, I don't care about the water, I don't care about the walls, I don't care about the Baskol, it's going against the Halacha. The Halacha is Acher Rabban Lahatos. So Ashlichei Rabbi Nasan Eliyahu, this is fascinating, so Rabbi Nasan, right, then finds Eliyahu. So this has to be a different Rabbi Nasan, I think, because most Rabbi Nasan's in Shas, Rabbi Nasan HaBavli, so that's the times of Rabbi Meir, which is a little bit later. So this has to be a different Rabbi Nasan who lived at the time of Rabbi Eliezer. That's what's pointed out in his quotes out here. I don't know if this is Haradal B'Mavol LePirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. I don't know who that is, but it's a good Hara. That's a pure son of the, but who's Radal?
And some standard
period. Okay.
Some
Okay. It's a good hara. So Ashkei Rabbi Nassan Elio, the Amar Lei, and Rabbi Nassan says to Elio, Ma Avik Kutshabrichu Bahishaita. During this time, they have this argument. What was going on with Shemayim? What was Hashem doing? Ma Avik Kutshabrichu Bahishaita. So he says, Amar Lei, Kachayach. He was laughing. The Amar Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai. My children have vanquished me. They have defeated me. They have defeated me. It's an interesting idea. Basically, I don't say why that's the case. God should have said, my children are doing the right thing, because the Torah says, Acher Rabban Latos. All right. Right. So Amru Boso Ayom, so in that day that Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim had this argument of the Tanur, whether it's Tamei or not, there, I guess, Amru Boso Ayom, they view Kol Taharos Shatir Rabbi Lezer Vesar from the Ish. They took anything that Rabbi Lezer said was Tahor, they burnt it. Remember, the Baskol said, why are you arguing with Rabbi Lezer? The Halakha is always like him. And now they're doing the complete opposite. They're taking everything that he ever did, and they're uprooting. He said it's Tahor, we're burning it. We're getting rid of it. It's deeper than just the argument of Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinus. Right. His idea is that his derech of limud, his way, is passe now. We're not going to go like that anymore. We have this new spirit of creativity. We're not going to be stuck just by his derech of limud. So Amar Ba'os Vayom, Ve'viyo Kol Tahor Shatir Rabbi Lezer Sofram Eish, Ve'nimnu Alav, and they counted about him that the halacha would never follow him. The Baskel said the halacha always follows him. They're saying the halacha never follows him. Uberhuhu. They put him in Nidwif. They put him in Cherim. Because it was very, this is a very, very critical juncture in time. It's a very critical juncture in time. You can't, no, they put him in, the Chachamim put him in Cherim. The Chachamim put him in Cherim. You can't have this type of dispute. The idea is to keep it, we're at a different critical juncture, we have to be able to live a certain way. And his way of living is not the way we're going to continue. And if he can't accept the way that the Beis Medrash is going, we can't have him. We can't have him here. He's going to upset the apple cart, basically. That's wonderful when it comes to learning. But then when it comes to Psak, you have a concept of Zakim Amri. He can't continue his own Psak. Wonderful. You get schar for learning it. That's great. And go learn it, and go figure it out, and go back and forth. But when Nimnu, they make the halacha, that's the halacha.
Bottom line.
Can we assume they had a conversation first?
I have no idea what you can assume.
Meaning,
I have no idea.
If you continue, we will they just did it.
I don't know. The Amru, so now they come and say, well, now who's going to tell him? This guy's scary too. He has carriage, he's uprooted, his water's running upstream, walls are crumbling down. Baskels are coming out. You can go tell him. You go tell him he's a Nidun. You go tell him. Who wants to do that? So the Amru Milech Yodio. So Amru Lemer Bekiva says, I'll do it. Ani Elech. Don't let anybody else go. I'm going to go. Shema Yelech Adam Sheino Hagar Yodio. Maybe somebody who's not worthy will go. Venimtsa Machriv as Kol Olam Kulo. He's going to be machbid on who you sent. He'll destroy the whole world. He's going to destroy the whole world. Ma'asar Bekiva. What does Bekiva do? Lava Shchorim. He gets dressed up in black. Vinis Atev Shchorim, he wraps himself in black, because that's just symbolic of Evel and Tsar. V'yoshav lefanav b'rechuk arba amos. He sits in front of Rabbi Eliezer in a distance of four amos. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Akiva, ma yom yomayim. What's different today from yesterday? Why are you so, usually you learn from me. Now why are you sitting so far away from me? So Amar Rabbi Akiva says to him, Rebbe, k'medum ali shechaveirim b'dilim imcha. It appears to me that your friends are separating themselves from you. So he recognized that he's a needy. So Avhu, so Rabbi Lezer also, Kar Begadov, he rent his clothing, because of the Menudah is Chayav Bekriyas Begadim, the Cholitz Minolov, and he took off his shoes, V'nishmat, and got off the chair, V'yashav Al-Gabri Karkon, he sat on the ground, Zolgu Einav Dumos, and then he started to cry, and he says, Laka olam shalish b'zeisim shlish b'chitim shlish b'sorim. Because he cried, that goes back to the idea of the shari demos. That's right. Why it's here. Because he cried, a third of the olive crop, a third of the wheat crop, a third of the barley crop was destroyed. Va'af ormu af batzik shebdei isha tapeach. Even the dough in the hands of the woman got ruined. I mean, his cry went straight to Hashem. He had such power that it destroyed so much. So Tanos, we learned in a brisa, af gadol Haya, but also Hayom. There was another big makkah during that time. Shebechol makom shnatom bo einav Rabbi Lezer nistraf. Some shades of Yochanan and Zakkai. Every place where he looked, he burnt. He was, I don't know what that means, but he burnt it up.
Shemar Yechai.
Right. But Af Rabbi Gamliel. Now Rabbi Gamliel also. Rabbi Gamliel was the nasi at this time. Rabbi Shua was the one who got up. It's all at the approval of Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua are going to have their issues also. But after Rabbi Gamliel gets up, he was on a boat that day. He was coming on a trip. All throughout Shas, you see Rabbi Gamliel is traveling back and forth to different places to help Klal Yisrael. What? He was the governor. He was the ruler. So he was always going back and forth to Rome, to Syria. He says, "Hiya, Rabbi, I'm going to love Nachshol." And there's a big wave. There's a big Litaba was going to sink him. Amar, so Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kamadu Ali she'ein zeh ela b'shvil Elazim and Horkness." This must be because of Elazim and Horkness, which is difficult because he's how can it be the Oswa Yom? How did he know? He didn't have an iPhone. How did he know what was going on there? But whatever. Amar al Raglav, he got up and said, "But Amar, Ribono shel Olam, Golu ve'du v'nechosh shelo lechvod Yassisi." I didn't do this idea of making the new rules in the base medrash that the halacha has to be like Chachamim. I didn't do it for my own kavod. Rather, and I didn't do it for the covenant of my house. Maybe he's from Beis David. I didn't do it for the covenant of my house. I did it for you. I want to get rid of that content of the machlokas so we can have a way of psak. And therefore, we should have the yachid and rabbim. The halachas like the rabbim. So nachayam mizapo. So that then the rave stopped and he was calm. The water was calm. So Ema Shalom. So Ema Shalom is divisuhu the Rabbi Elazar. She is the wife of Rabbi Elazar. Achtei de Rabbi Gamliel, Havi. She's the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. So Elazim and Horkanus is Rabbi Gamliel's brother-in-law. Okay, so Meshwacha. Right? So she, Achtei de Rabbi Gamliel, Havi. Umehu Meiser de Elech. From that moment on, from he was put in Nidoy on, Lo Hava Shapile Rabbi Elazar Limipal al Ape. She didn't let Rabbi Elazim and Horkanus do Tachlun. See the power of Tachlun. She's afraid she does Tachlun, something's bad's going to happen. Someone asked me, what's he doing? How come he's not dominant with a minion? He's in Chayrim. He can't daven with a minion. He was put in Nidoy. So he's still davening. So he never realized that he wasn't saying Tachnun. She never let him say Tachnun. Hahu Yoma Rish Yarcha Hava. One day it was Rosh Chodesh. The Ichlof Lea Ben Mole Lechaser. She made a mistake whether it was a Mole or a Chaser. So she thought it was a Mole. So today's not. They didn't have 2 days Rosh Chodesh then. Right. We do it. They had if the one day was the Mole. That's not Rosh Chodesh. The next day is Rosh Chodesh, right. Which is fascinating because there's a pasuk in Malach in Shmuel with Shaul or something. How comes you didn't come to me the first day of Rosh Chodesh? Like the idea, like the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Never had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh only exists now. It didn't exist back then. Either one was the last day of the month, next was the first day of the month. So she messed up. She didn't realize that it was, and so she didn't know today was Rosh Chodesh.
How is she getting him not to say it? How was she?
Women have their ways. Women have their ways. They're living alone. They're living alone. There is nobody else there. She's the only human interaction that he's having.
Right.
He's in Nidoy, so she could figure out a way to distract him. It doesn't say how long it happened. Maybe it was a week. Maybe it was a month. I don't know. All right. So who Yomarish Yarcha Habib Ichlif Ben Mali Lachaser Ika De Amri. Some say Asa Anya Vikaya Bava. Some say the poor person came to the house, knocked on the door at that time. But Afili Riftan, she gave him bread. And Ashkachte did not follow Anpe. And she saw that her husband Rebbe Eliezer was saying Tachlin in the Filas Apayim. Amra Lai, she says to Rebbe, her husband, Kum Katli Ache, you killed my brother.
You're killing.
No. Get up from the Filas Apayim because you killed my brother. He's dead. Adahachi Nafak Shipura, a call came out, we based on Gamliel, the Shachim. In the meantime, he already died. He died. Amr Lai. So Rabbi Elazar says to his wife, Mino Yadat, how did you know? Why didn't you just tell him? Don't say Tachlin, because you're going to kill your brother-in-law. So Mino Yadat, Amrale, she says, Kach Mikublani Beis Avi Ava, this, I have a Kabbalah from my house, Kol HaShaarim in Olim Chush Mishari Ona. All the gates are closed, except for the gates of Ona, which is the connection to our Sugya, and you were Ma'ana, your friends were Ma'ana you. They may have been right, but they were Ma'ana you. You suffered on their behalf. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Hame'ane es hager. Someone is pains, a gitzar to the ger. Over b'shlos lavim. You violate three lavim. V'halochatzo. And someone who pressures him, right? Lochat is pressure. It's pressure to pay him back. Halochatzo. Over b'shnayim. You violate two lavim. So ma'ishna me'ane. Why is Ma'ana 3 and Lochatzo 2? Ma'ana is Diksiv because it says 3 Diksiv Shlosh Olavim. 3 times it says the word Ona by the Ger. It says Ger Lo Sona, that's in Shmos Perachav Beis. Then it says, V'yikor Yotes, V'chi Yagor Ischa Ger Ratzachem Lo Sonu Oso. And the regular Pasuk is Lo Sonu Isha Samiso. You can't be Ma'ana any cloud person in Klal Yisrael. Ger is a person in Klal Yisrael. V'ger B'chal Amisohu. Okay, that's 3. V'lochatzo nami shlosh l'ksiv. But by lochatz, it also says 3 times. It says in Shmos Chav Bey, same pasuk, v'lo tilchatzenu. It says, v'ger lo silchatz. And in another pasuk, it says, right, in Kesef Talav, it's ami lo tiyeh lo kinosha. So and he says v'ger b'chlalu. He says in case of Tabas Ami, ger is part of the Ami. He's part of my nation, right? So the Gemara says right, Ella echad ze echad ze b'shlosha. You know, change the gear so it's not 3 and 2, it's 3 and 3 lavim. Tanya, v'braisa, Rabbi Lezer Agadol Omer, the same Rabbi Lezer, I believe. Rabbi Lezer Agadol Omer, mipnei ma hishira Torah b'shloshim v'shisha mekomos. Why did the Torah warn about the ger, about being careful to the ger, 36 times? Some say it's 46 times. I think ger alone is 36 times, and the extra 10 times, the rabbi points out, is that it's with yosom and omana. I think that's what he says. Right, that's what the rabbi says. So he says, rabbi shomekomos, beger, why? Bipnei shesurura. Because you have to be very careful, because I guess internally, right, you have to be very careful with him, because his yetzer is ra, and he can return back to where he was. To be careful. So my diksiv, the pasuk says, "Veger lo soneh velo solchatzenu ki geir ma'isim emetzrayim." Why the juxtaposition that don't do that to him, because you were a ger? So Tanya, right, say turn this into Tanya. Tanya in the brisa, Rabbi Nasan Omer. Mum shebecha al tom lechavrecha. The kettle calling the pot black. You have a mum, you're going to call somebody else that same mum. How can you do that? Behind Damri Inshi, because you are a ger in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to keep reminding him that he's a ger, you're also a ger. Right? He says, behind Damri Inshi, this is the statement people say, Dezakif le zikifa bidiyoske. Someone who, Dezakif le zikifa, you say, lo namely lechavre zakif binasa. Somebody who had his family member, I think, hung by the government, should never mention the word hanging. Don't say, "Oh, hang this fish for me." Don't paint that person. So you also, something happened to you, don't say it to somebody else. So you have to be very careful with the gear. Okay, so we'll stop here at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nuntesam Beis.